kick the bucket.
Okay. Anything else?
Turned up his toes.
Okay.
Oh, mercy.
You might say he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he
died with.
Okay. And the place where they bury people is called the...
The what?
The place where they bury people is called...
Oh, cemetery.
Okay. And if it's small and just and out in the country, it's called a...
It's graveyard.
Okay. And what if it's real small and just on a farm, you know, like families buried there?
Just a burial plot.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that box that they put the body in, what do you call that?
Casket.
Okay. Ever heard any old-fashioned names for it?
Black box. You say, well, they got had to go to town to get the black box to put them in.
You might say he was a real important man. Everybody in town turned out for his
funeral.
And if people are dressed in black, you'd say they are in...
Mourning.
Okay. Did they used to have funeral homes the way they do now?
No.
What'd they do?
I don't know where they had the caskets.
Maybe they just had it at home.
But you come to town, got one in a wagon. And brought it back and brought it to the house where they died, and they put them in the casket and carried them to the graveyard, and they had followers just like they do today in processions, you know.
Uh-huh. From the house.
There'd be neighbors that would collect there and have their horse and buggy or wagon and herd of kids. And go to the funeral. And there's more people went to funerals then than do now. Oh, much more. Well, they were more respectful. People don't have much respect for you anymore. You have to do something outstanding before you can have neighbors anymore much.
Yeah, that's true. That happens a lot.
No, you don't. I dare say you don't have any neighbors, do you? Well, of course I do.
Yeah.
Because I've been here a long time.
Uh-huh.
But I had an old man, not too old, a lot younger than I am, second house to this one. He threw one fit right after the other when this colored man moved next door to me. Asked me one day what I thought about it, and I said, now, called him by name. I said, there's not a thing I can do about it. The government sold it to him. Moved him in there. And I'd rather they like me than not.
Really? Yeah.
And I won't tell you right now. I don't have to brag to tell you. They like me.
Yeah, it sounds like he's a nice man,
yeah,
too.
If so. Anything happens to me, he starts crying.
Yeah.
Well, he's nervous. He's a disabled veteran.
Oh.
He was in the Korean War. And he's nervous. I'm always giving him something. If I make a cake or something, I'll give him a big piece of cake. He says, is that all you got?
Take more. If you see a friend downtown and they say, how you doing? And it's just an average day, you'll say, oh,
fine. We're okay.
Okay. If your joints are getting stiff and aching, you say you've got just a touch of...
Rheumatism.
Okay. And what was the name of that disease that where children used to get a real terrible sore throat and they die in the middle of the night?
Diphtheria.
Did you ever know anybody who had it?
Oh, yes. A lot of people.
Anybody in your family ever had it?
Yes. My sister-in-law's son. And you were quarantined, you know.
Yeah.
And she called me and wanted me to come and stay with her. She lived in town then. And I went, and I had to stay 2 or 3 weeks. I couldn't come out of there.
Boy, that's terrible.
Till they lifted the quarantine.
Yeah, was
he liked to die.
But he got all right?
Oh, yeah. He's a sports editor of Waco News Tribune.